Ciao.
You're on?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so let's kickstart today. Moskamp Utrecht. We are the first one. This is the first one of a series of events will be done in Europe, if I'm correctly, with regard to having a community involvement and input with regard to the open web and also with regard to the Mozilla project. We were approached by Tristan Ito. He said, if I'm coming to the Netherlands, I would like to have this community event. So, please, make it happen. Well, this is excellent, because a couple of people have been got together and really did an incredible job. I need to thank a couple of organizations for this. But first of all, the people who made this possible are, first of all, my colleague and chairman of the Dutch National Linux User Group, which is Marcel Nijhoff, in the back over there. Also very active and cooperative and helping was William Quiverger. William, where are you? He's over there. Of course, Tristan Ito, who's been very tickling all the time and doing great suggestions. Also, I would like to thank Fons Kuik from the W3C, and also from the Surfnet people. They were all very, very cooperative. Elise, Anne, Monique, you know who you are. Thank you very much for doing this. So, but then back to the household things. This is the information you need to get on the wireless network here. We also have Ethernet whenever you you are lacking this kind of comfort. Be aware, the key says dead coffee and the oven coffee is a zero. So again, this is these are the organizations who made it happening. They use their network and their knowledge to make this thing work. Today we have a very tight schedule, so I would like to ask everybody to stick to that schedule so we can have all speakers here doing their presentation. And enjoy.
Well, one small final remark.
Oh yeah, yes. You're right, Marcel.
Yeah.
He said to me, be aware, and he's our privacy man, be aware that we are doing some video streaming today. So if you do not like to be on tape, whatsoever, stay away from the camera, I would suggest. Okay. Enjoy.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's very early. Thank you for coming, especially the people who took all the trouble to come all the way from faraway countries and still be here exactly on time. Very good. Thank you. I'll try to make this as brief as possible, because if I take too much time, the other ones behind me will get in trouble, as has been said. My name is Jan Willem Broekema. I am chairing the Dutch chapter of the Internet Society, and for us at the Internet Society worldwide, we have some vision on how the world should be, and from that we created our mission. And the mission is about the promotion of open development, and that's the first time open comes across this day, and it will be here probably for the rest of the day. And about evolution, This is the year of Darwin, thank you, very good. And the use of internet for the benefit of all people throughout the world. This is the official mission statement of the Internet Society. And I think that corroborates quite nicely with what we are going to think about and talk about and what we're going to look at today. So we came across a suggestion for a title and said, I have a dream of an open web. And there are going to be a lot of people today talking about the open web. But I'd also like to talk about an open net in general and not only about the web, because that's only part of the story, of course. So to prevent you from listening only to stories about the open web or the open net, I would like to take you along some thoughts about how we can help to keep the net or the web open in general. Not things you need to do, but things I would like you to consider if you start working on or for the web, developing, implementing, and so on and so forth. The first thing probably to talk about is the network effect. And the network effect, 1 is 0, maybe most of you don't know, is a rather odd economic fact. In general economy, we consider things that are scarce, we consider things that are of value. Think about gold, think about oil. The less, the more pricey it becomes. In telephone networks, it works the other way around. If you are the first one with a telephone, it's totally valueless. A telephone has no value. And even 2 telephones, in fact, have very limited value. The value comes from the fact that everybody has a telephone. Ubiquitousness, to use one of those brilliant British words, is what makes a telephone valuable. It also creates value because it connects people. It connects people to each other. And for some reason or other, we are very much into communication with one another. And that is also one of those things that makes a telephone system very valuable to people. Because if you're not connected, then you do not exist. The popular reception of the mobile phone, especially in teenagers and twins, is also because they always want to be connected and stay on the phone with each other as long as they can. And when I started out on the internet, there was a time when these things were still available and still used. That's a long time ago. There was not even a web, let alone an open web. For those who have never seen the younger among us, who have never seen those things, those holes here are bits. Well, where there's no hole, there's also a bit, but that's a zero, so you can't see it. But when I started out at the net, there were very few people involved. And in fact, the original net was not developed to connect people. And I'll talk early 70s, far before my time as well. At that time, the internet was an intercomputer network and not an interpeople network. The value, of course, came from 2 things. 1, you had an opportunity, first by email, to connect people to people. And secondly, more and more people started to use it, specifically from the mid-90s onwards. And by now, in fact, everybody is using the internet, even more than a telephone. You see here one of those examples. Everybody's working on internet and using the internet as a tool for communicating with one another and to work. To make this happen, you need to have openness on the internet. That means you need to have free access. You have freedom to connect to anybody else. Those are important values. Also, the accessibility of free content in any form. If there's no content available, the net or specifically the web is valueless. You need to be able to express yourself, to put your opinions on the net and to have the freedom to do that. So you need to be able to get in freedom information from, but also you have the freedom to put information onto the internet. One of the things to realize that is working with open standards. Because if you do not work with open standards, it makes it impossible for other people to connect to the information. So that's the very nice fox over there. Well, that about openness. It also is something that has to do with accessibility. And to get to that point, those things, this evolution around the internet makes it more and more difficult, something I would like you to think about. Markup email makes it fatter and more complicated. Multimedia on the web in general makes it far more complicated. For example, for blind and deaf people. Blind people need text. And any multimedia you put on that is not explained in text cannot be seen by blind people. And the odd thing is that this is also true for deaf people. If you look at YouTube, or if you review, let's say, the TV news of last night on the internet, there is no subtitling, which you can get on teletext, for example, on television. Deaf people cannot read the old news on the internet. Something to think about. It also makes your files fatter. And on the other hand, we want bigger and better applications. It makes for fatter applications, fatter network systems, and fatter operating systems. It also makes the whole thing slower. So it might be a good idea to go for slim solutions. To that end, you also see that the energy usage of internet in itself grows exponentially, as is the use itself. We need much faster and fatter PCs. We need more internal memory. We need more storage. But I would like to ask you, not at any cost. Fast and furious is fine with me as well, but not at any cost. We see this happening, of course, in bloatware. I mean, that's an old term already from years ago. You need a newer operating system, and it makes you want a newer and better PC. Wintel lives from this phenomenon, of course. This example, fast, furious, and not at any cost, is a Lotus, which runs 100% on electricity. And it's faster than any of their comparable own Lotus cars, because the engine is much faster. So it can be done, yes. Consider about no recycling of hardware. How do you start thinking about keeping your hardware running not for 3 years, but for 6 or for 9 years? So use old machines for service. I got a laptop, which is from 1998 or 1999, I'm not quite sure, with 96 megabytes of memory. And that's running an Apache server and an FTP server somewhere in my house. That can be done. But you need to develop new things for that. The same is true, do you use plugins? In other words, let you choose people how fat their application is going to be, or are you going to build everything into the application itself? Something that happened also to processors in the hardware industry. There are examples, damn-small Linux, probably well aware some people, but you could also make damn-small applications, and I know some of them that I'm very happy to use. Toucan is one example, very small, very fast, very handy. Portable apps is something like that. Also because of the growth, the enormous growth of the use of mobile internet devices, that will be something that we will all come across in developing. So, remember that while we're in the age of Darwin, remember that single-celled bacteria have, evolutionary speaking, a much longer lifetime than multi-celled animals. Complexity comes also with a shorter lifespan in evolution. In software, this is true. So, can we make a difference? Yes, we can make a difference. Sorry, this is what's left over if you do not do that. As we are together here, we can make a difference by building smaller applications, faster, lighter, smarter, specifically smarter. In other words, don't use an application to build an application if you're not aware of what you build below. Make it smaller, make it especially the best. And that's, I think, what we're going to talk about today. Here in this room, we have the knowledge, we have the network, we are the community, in fact. One last question is, how do we let the world know? Well, for one thing, by coming together in rooms like this. I also would like to thank, of course, the people who organized this event. Some of them, Fabrice, of course, was not mentioned in the group before, and my own Mikiel from the Internet Society as well. And our hosts here, Surfnet. And of course, I would like to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being here and for making this Moscamp possible. Enjoy the day. Thank you.
So.